Greetings, salutations. Welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 38, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and we also host the West Texas Catholic, the audio version on GRN. And this conversation you're about to witness will be simulcasted, or if I should say, it will also be on the GRN portion of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. And we've got a great young man joining us, Judah Asbill. Judah was nicknamed Thor, and he's the only one that's gotten a nickname in the 17 graduation issues we've gotten. He is a parishioner at St. Mary's Church in Umbarger, and for 9 months was a net missionary. We're going to hear about his story of serving as a net missionary here in just a couple of minutes. And we'll also get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news, including a change of venue for the Saturday, August 22nd Centennial Mass. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should never take for granted and always look to build up in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo, or the St. Carlo Acutis Podcast Network. But I think we can agree on this. We need some rain. Boy, do we need some rain. Please pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. They need the rain, folks. So let's pray for that rain, please. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer. The poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the discerning, the disturbed, the confused. And let's pray also for our incarcerated as well. And please continue to pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life. You can find out more at amarillovocations.org. Please pray for Ben Sego and Richard Escalante, our two fantastic seminarians. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all you do for us. Your efforts do not go unappreciated. Do want to remind you, keep up with all the diocesan news, amarillodiocese.org, westtexascatholic.org. You'll find more news under the West Texas Catholic News header there as well. And like us on Facebook, Amarillo Diocese. We post up there quite a few times. Next issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, will be dated Sunday, June 21st. We'll send you out a flock note on Monday, June 15th, to let you know that you can get your digital copy there. The podcast, amarillodiocese.org/podcast or stcapn.com. Don't forget to keep up with our program and all the other great offerings on our podcasting network. And a reminder, all of these fantastic Cap'n podcasts are now available on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcast. Our email address for comments, questions, suggestions, etc., stcapn@dioama.org. Our next podcast will drop on Juneteenth, Friday, June 19th. And we are brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. And we thank you for the privilege of your time. Our guest on episode 38 of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, is the only person that's ever gotten a nickname in the graduation issue in the last 16 years. Well, 17 issues now. Why? Because somebody referred to him as Thor one day before he graduated in 2023. Judah Thor Asbill is our guest, parishioner at St. Mary's Church in Umbarger, and for the last while, you've been doing net ministries.
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk about the extent of where you went. But first off, how did you find out about net ministries? And what is net ministries? I got to point out to you that I know that net ministries have been here in the Diocese of Amarillo. The missionaries have been here in the past. And I don't think we've had someone from our diocese as a missionary until you stepped up. So
yeah,
fire away, man.
Yeah. So the way I found out about net was before I went there, I was just doing college and I was playing a lot of video games, and my mom thought that was kind of a sad life. And I mean, props to my mom for looking into stuff. So she searched up kind of missionary work for, you know, college students, and she came across NET. And Father Mike Schmitz actually said one of his biggest regrets is not doing NET. So she showed me that. I was like, okay, well, if Father Mike, and the great Father Mike, is going to say that that's his regret, then why would I not regret that? So I went on discernment weekend actually this time last year. And, you know, you go on a 4-day weekend, you meet some people, you do some, I don't know, kind of exercises, and you do an interview, and they see if you're qualified to do it. And then NET stands for National Evangelization Teams. So you can be on retreat teams or you can be on discipleship teams. So retreat teams go all across the nation and they do retreats. I think we reached 68,000 teens this year. Wow. through the retreats. There was one team that did around like 140 retreats, another one that was doing like 120. And some of them go state to state. One team went to 23 different states. But I got put in California, which was great. I got to be there all year.
And not have to worry about wearing a kilt this winter, this
not
past
at all.
Winter.
Right? No, I got to save a lot of luggage space.
How long was your commitment to NET? We've heard 9 months. Yeah. We've heard a year. How long was yours?
Mine was from August to May. Yeah, I just ended.
9 months.
Yeah.
Was this the first time you'd really been out of the great state of Texas? You traveled before, hadn't you?
Yes, but this is the first time, honestly, away from home. Like, this was my first move out experience.
How long were you homesick?
Because I was in California, honestly, not very long. I did miss my family a lot of times, but, you know, we got to go to the beach a lot, which was great.
Yeah.
So, you know, I
Merry
say
Christmas,
I was super
guys. I'm at the beach.
Homesick, yeah. Yeah.
What part of California were you in?
I was in Southern California. I was down in Orange County. Yeah.
Crystal Cathedral country.
Yes. Yes.
Bishop Kevin Vann is there.
Yeah.
He used to be at Fort Worth.
Man,
and
that's great.
We consecrated the Crystal Cathedral to the Diocese of Orange July 17th, 2019.
Oh, wow.
The only reason I remember that is twofold. One, July 17th is my wedding anniversary. And number two, that was the day that all my kidney stone trouble started.
Oh, wow.
So I remember that day very, Man. Very well, because I called Bishop Zurich and I was like, oh, yeah, you're in California. I'm sorry to call you. What's going on? I told him and realized, have fun with all the folks over there with the Crystal Cathedral.
Yeah.
So you got to spend a lot of time in SoCal.
Yes.
And not have to worry about winter weather, go to the beach, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And I understand you spent quite a bit of time playing chess.
Yes.
Elaborate, man.
Yeah. So my team, we were teammate. We got to be at J. Sarah Catholic High School, which is a very prestigious, very academic high school. And honestly, one of the more Catholic high schools you can go to kind of nowadays. But my main form of ministry was to play chess. And so I would take a student and we would play chess and we would just, you know, talk about the Lord or just talk about anything. And I probably played 150 to 200 plus games of chess while being there.
How many of those did you win, by the way?
Probably about 60%. There were some pretty good players there.
Yeah. But you were telling me that you had a very interesting chess opponent quite a few times.
Yeah.
And this is a story I think you need to share.
Yeah. I would play with this Muslim student, and he told me that he wanted to be a cardiologist and that he really was interested in learning about the Catholic faith. He wasn't Catholic. He didn't really have an interest in being Catholic, but he liked learning about it. And because he wanted to be a cardiologist and really liked learning about the faith, I thought, okay, well, the Eucharistic miracles, I mean, that turned into heart tissue. And so we got to talk about that, and he found that to be very interesting. And he was my main chess guy. I played with him almost every day. And at the end of it, he had asked, you know, are you going to come back next year? Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to, but I left him my chessboard so that the next year's NET missionaries could play with him. So I left a note on there, said, please go play chess with this student. And so if any of the NET missionaries next year hear this, go play chess with that guy. I wrote his name on there. I don't know if I could say it on here, but
you can if you want to.
Yeah, his name is Zal May. He's a great dude, and he's only a freshman, so you know he's got 3 more years in high school, and he's really good at chess. So be prepared to lose.
Sharpen up your game before you get
exactly.
there. Okay,
yeah.
that would be my best advice. Our guest is Judah. We also know him as Thor, as Bill. He's a parishioner at St. Mary's Church in Umbarger, and for the last 9 months or so, he was part of the National Evangelization Team, or NET Ministries, based out of St. Paul, Minnesota. So you had to go there for graduation, right?
Yes,
so to speak. How did that go? How did you feel when all this was done? Did you really want to do another year or 2 years of this or something else with this? Or were you like, okay, I need to get back to Texas?
Man, no, that's an interesting question because, I mean, I spent 9 months with 8 really great people, 5 girls, and then 3 other guys. And I'll say I miss them a lot. They were great. And that was probably the hardest part, was saying goodbye to those friends I've made. Because, you know, I mean, I came to NET wanting to preach the gospel, but a lot of times the team really preached towards me. And there's a lot of healing I felt from, you know, past wounds in my life. The team was really able to kind of come in and the Lord intercede through them and heal a lot of things in my life. And so I have a lot of gratitude for them. And so it was definitely very hard to say bye. At the same time, I was glad to come home and not have as many obligations, but at the same time, I miss those obligations. I miss playing chess with Salme and those students and, you know, prayer life there. We had 45 minutes every day of praise and worship, which was our team prayer, where we all prayed the same songs together. And that was such a blessing. I took it for granted while I was there, but now I'm like, man, that was great. As well as our own personal prayer life. And just really getting to build that bond with the team and that prayer life. It's interesting not to have that consistently in my life, but I've been able to bring it home, and it's been great.
What else from NET did you bring back home in your faith life or in your personal life?
There was actually a lot of rules that I did not like that NET had originally, I'll be honest. Like, there was limited cell phone use. So a lot of times when we were in the van, we kind of carpool to get to JCR in the morning because we stayed at host homes. If you were on your phone, they'd say, hey, get off your phone. And for a minute, I did not like that. But then over time, it was like I realized that van time was really important for that team chemistry to build, where we'd, you know, be singing songs on the radio or cracking jokes. And if we were all on our phones, we couldn't experience that. And so getting off my phone war is actually something I've brought here, as well as we had rules about not using sarcasm, not using negative humor, which was really hard to learn at first. But
because you are fluent in sarcasm.
I am fluent in sarcasm.
Yes, I know that.
And so that was really hard to kind of break that habit of. But I realized over time why we have those rules. And, you know, sarcasm can kind of offend people. And several times I had to reconcile with teammates over it. And yeah, I brought that back as well. And then, of course, personal prayer. I had a prayer life before, but now it's like I really need that time to sit with the Lord and think about my day, have more gratitude for life, and honestly just for all the things in life that the Lord does that I don't see, just being grateful for that. So it's given me a lot more gratitude, I'd say.
Besides all that, what did you get most out of your 9 months as a NET missionary?
Honestly, probably my own personal healing. I think the Lord called me to this, to evangelize and also to take me out of where I grew up to meet these great people and to heal my heart and my soul. And it's also to really discern what I want to do as I for a career. And I think a lot of what I got was healing and clarity and a lot of discernment from this 9 months.
And look at it this way. You talked about getting off the cell phone and weaning yourself from the cell phone. Now that you're back, you've got 8 new friends that you can keep up with.
Yeah.
Whether it be FaceTime, whatever the case might be. So they'll only be just a little bit away from you. But hopefully you guys will get together somewhere down the road and celebrate those 9 months that you guys were together.
That's the plan. I mean, we talked about a 5-year reunion. Hopefully we'll see each other sooner than then. But a lot of people do reunions about every now and then. So
good. Yeah. Good for you. Judah Asbill is our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Do you recommend NET Ministries to someone, and why would you recommend this?
I totally recommend it. I recommend it especially for people that just got out of high school because, you know, going from high school directly to college, some people can do that. For me, I think it would have been awesome if I could have done it as soon as I graduated because that gap year is really important, especially in really discerning on what you want to do. Well, every year there's priests that come out of NET Ministries. There's nuns that come out of NET Ministries. And I think it's probably better for you to know that sooner or later. It's a great chance to do the Lord's work. But I think to be able to experience, you know, have your first time moving out of the house be living at host homes is it's difficult, but it's so rewarding. And you really just get to experience so much. Like I'm still trying to wrap my head around everything I experienced. I mean, that was 9 months of fruitfulness. And
you mentioned host homes. How long would you stay in a host home?
So for us, we got to stay 2 to 3 weeks at a time, and then we pack up our things. We go to the next one. If you're on a retreat team, they're at a host home almost every other night. And so we would have these things called host home nights where we would play games with the host family until 9 o'clock. And those were some of the best memories. I didn't know any card games. I didn't know poker. I knew Uno, but I didn't know anything before I came to NET. I know so many card games now just from host home ministry.
And a warning, folks, don't play poker with this young man. I'll bet you got your poker face working just perfectly.
Yes, so. Yeah.
So just a piece of advice there. What's next for Judah Asbill?
I have discerned over being at NET. I really missed my pets. And my parents think that's funny. They think I miss the pets more than I missed them. And maybe sometimes that could have been true. But I really loved when a host family had pets. And as I was younger, I had discerned being a veterinarian. But I didn't think I was smart enough to do that. And a host mom, when I was playing with her dog one day, said, "Why don't you be a veterinarian?" And I was like, "Why don't I be a veterinarian? I love animals. I love St. Francis." And I'm going to be going to Texas Tech in the fall to study to be a veterinarian.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And specialty will be house pets, I guess, right?
Yes, it's going to be house pets. Yeah, I don't think I can do that.
You're not going to do cattle? You're not going to do hogs or sheep or pigs?
No,
maybe I don't think so. Exotic animals could be your thing, too.
It would be cool. I mean, to say that I, you know, stopped a lion from dying or an alligator or a dinosaur, you know.
Or reverse the stripes on a zebra.
Yeah. If I could figure out how to do that, that'd be historic.
We'll call you a genius in that word, yeah. In that case. Judah Thor Asbill, our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 38. And we give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
And I would just say, if you are looking to do any sort of mission work and, you know, you're not sure how you want to do it, if you feel that you're called to go overseas, but really look into NET. It was a great experience for me. Very healing. Also got to help others heal from their wounds and the retreats that I did. So I highly advise you to do NET. You know, I mean, if Father Mike Smith is going to regret it, I feel like there's a good chance, you know, you might regret it too. So at least apply for Discernment Weekend. Those are great. And go to netusa.com/discern. Sign up for your Discernment Weekend and get it going. Preach the good word.
Let's wrap up with a few items you need to know about. The second season of Spiritual Arms, 5 minutes for the battle. A new episode drops Monday mornings at 7, even on national holidays. Kick off the work week with 5 minutes of faith hosted by Joshua Correa of St. Mary's Cathedral, Amarillo. Go online to stcapn.com. And also, check out The Introverted Apostle with Roman Asbill and David Wilson. And don't forget to keep up with that program and all the other great offerings on our podcasting network, and all of them are now on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcast. The Diocesan Pastoral Center will be closed Friday, June 19th, in observance of Juneteenth. Pastoral Center reopens Monday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. Calling out the pickleball players in the audience, Knights of Columbus Council 7840 at St. Anne's Church in Canyon, conducting its third annual pickleball tournament Saturday, June 20th at Amarillo Netplex. It's at 3723 Southwest 58th Avenue. Registration starts at 9 a.m. Play begins 30 minutes later. Cost to participate, $50 per person. Lunch will be provided. Call St. Anne's Church for all the details, 806-655-3302. Jamaica season is underway throughout the Diocese of Amarillo. Go to amarillodiocese.org or westtexascatholic.org for details about many of these parish celebrations. We'll try to keep that story up to date for you throughout the summer. Lots of Knights of Columbus councils are also busy with golf tournaments in July and August. Again, amarillodiocese.org or westtexascatholic.org for all the details. Volunteers are needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. It's a commitment that doesn't require a lot of time. Training will be provided. Elma Fletcher has all the who, what's, where's, when's, and why's. 806-206-4496. And a change of venue for Saturday, August 22nd. Yes, we want you to keep the date on your calendar as we celebrate our centennial with a massive Thanksgiving that morning at 10 a.m. now in the Cal Farley Coliseum at the Amarillo Civic Center, 401 South Buchanan. This will be the only Mass that morning in the Diocese of Amarillo. Look for more details in your favorite media source in the diocese very, very soon. Comments, suggestions, if you'd like to help underwrite the costs of CAPN, you know, David Wilson does not work for free. If you're interested in advertising, well, get a hold of us, stcapn@dioama.org. That email address again, stcapn@dioama.org. And don't forget to fill out the form at stcapn.com. We want to hear from you. Make this podcast and our other podcast network offerings even better. And again, keep up with this program and all the offerings on our podcasting network, which are now available on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcast. Have yourselves a great week, folks. Remember, abortion is not, never will be healthcare. Viva Cristo Rey.